For more, let's speak with Anupam Chanda, Professor of Law and Technology at Georgetown University. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Professor, thank you for your time this morning. Now, the TikTok CEO faced a grilling in the congressional hearing. How did you think he did in terms of allaying privacy and security concerns, as well as addressing allegations of TikTok's links to the Chinese government?
Well, he tried the best he could. He tried to say that this app has never shared information with the Chinese government. It's never removed or censored information at the behest of the Chinese government. But I think he found a kind of an audience that was not prepared to accept those claims. So I think he did the best he could in a very hard environment.
Yeah, let's face it. The CEO went into this hearing with Washington appearing to already having made up its mind about the app. So what, Professor, if anything, can Chu or the company do to change that perception now?
Well, I'm not sure that TikTok can do very much. I think that he asked the lawmakers to open the app. So he literally pleaded with them to try searching for information on the app, to look for information about China, for example, on the app, and to see that it's uncensored. But I don't think that the lawmakers, as you said, I think you rightly point out that the lawmakers already had their minds made up for the most part. So sometimes, however, Congress is trying to use a hearing to make a point. And it's not clear that it intends to legislate a ban after this.
Well, how would that work if it wanted to then? A U.S. ban on an app would be unprecedented, and it's unclear how the government would go about enforcing it. How would or could it work?
So it is possible for the United States to ban an app, but banning an app of this size would be unprecedented, certainly in the United States. The way it would work is that it would say to every other company in the United States, you can no longer do business with TikTok or ByteDance. And so therefore, you can't provide advertising revenue, you can't provide servers, you can't provide communications systems to TikTok, which would devastate them and make them essentially unavailable on the App Store. And also, it would increase cybersecurity risks for those who already had the app because the app could no longer update itself to patch any the cybersecurity holes that are discovered in the future.
Do you think the app could exist in the U.S. in a different iteration? So splitting from the Chinese parent company, for instance, or maybe even having a third-party company provide oversight of its data practices?
So right now, TikTok is proposing to have an American company, Oracle, oversee its data practices. It has already moved its data over to Oracle's cloud servers, which are based in Texas, trying to be as American-sounding as possible. And so the effort by TikTok, however, has not placated its critics.
And Professor, where do you think this might lead us? U.S. companies like Tesla, Microsoft, and Apple all have a presence in China. Do you think this could escalate?
I think it could escalate. This is a precedent that could reverberate long after this particular app. And I think it could create for increasingly chilly relations between the United States and China on the business side. So that the consequences may be felt far outside of the technology industry.
Professor, China, they say the U.S. is trying to deprive it of developmental rights, perpetuate American hegemony. And we know apps are created all the time, right? There's going to be another TikTok. Something else is going to come out from China. At what point does the U.S. need to accept that foreign platforms can adapt when it comes to security and transparency and just embrace them?
So right now in the United States, two other e-commerce apps are very popular, Temu and Shein. And so the question now is, are they going to be seen as a national security threat? Because now they have potentially your credit card information and maybe your location information as they try to, target ads to you. So all of these apps become vulnerable, but not just apps. It could be drone companies. It could be Internet of Things companies. So every piece of hardware that has electronics has some software that needs to often to be patched and updated. So this could extend far beyond TikTok.
And the accusations that TikTok that are being leveled at TikTok, are they not similar to accusations that have been leveled at other social media platforms that are US-based when it comes to privacy and security?
Yeah, so I think there is a similarity, which is that Europeans have complained that there is access to information provided to the NSA by Facebook or YouTube. Now, I'm not sure about those claims, but those allegations are certainly there. And we've seen, earlier, a decade ago, so the Snowden revelations that did suggest an extensive bit of surveillance of foreigners conducted by the United States. So I think and then concerns about privacy have been raised, of course, with respect to other American apps. So this is a pervasive problem for all social media. TikTok just happens to be the social media that's popular, that is also based in China, and therefore uniquely suspect in the eyes of American legislatures.
And Professor, thank you for your time and your expertise this morning. Professor Anupam Chanda from Georgetown University.